Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The best of speed jokes now. Let's see if we can figure out who wins the coveted speed jokes coffee mug. Someone gets randomly selected. But if enough of us vote for one of these, they win one too. Here's joke of the week number one.
Hey, John, what award would you like to get someday?
What award would I like to get someday? Me? Boy, Andy, I'd kill for a Nobel Peace Prize. Doesn't seem to be right. Here's joke of the week number two. I heard on the news they're looking for people to volunteer to be poll watchers, and I was going to volunteer my services, and then my wife Brenda reminded me that there was no dancing involved, so I'm like, well, whatever. Brenda's a real wet blanket, I'll tell you. Here's joke of the week number three. If you think about it, the term domestic housewife implies that there are feral housewives out there. It's running around alleys, out in fields. Shoo, shoo! Joke of the week number four.
In the following scene, Andy Mazur will portray a woman's doctor, and John Williams will star as her husband.
You know what, fella? I'm going to sue you.
Why?
You operated on my wife, and now she's lost all interest in sex. What did you do to her?
Cataract surgery, sir. We corrected her eyesight.
Oh. Darn. Joke of the week number five. Don't you hate it when someone rings your doorbell and then you have to drop whatever you're doing and be silent so you can pretend no one is home? We do that. We do that. Don't move. Stay away from the window. I don't know if that's the funniest speed joke, but that is the truest speed joke this week. Here's joke number six. A giraffe walks into a bar, orders a bottle of Coors Light. The bartender says, long neck. Giraffe says, that's what they tell me. It was a high ceiling, by the way, bar. It was one of those rare 28-foot ceiling bars. Joke of the week number seven. I had to quit my job at the cat shelter.
Why is that?
They reduced me hours. So far, that's my favorite.
I haven't heard these. These are good.
Yeah, well, you were gone. See all the fun you miss when you're doing when you're in Ireland doing football games. Joke of the week number eight. Apparently, it's rude to ask the parents of a kid on a leash if it's a rescue. Now I know. I shouldn't have said that. I don't know that we see so much of that anymore, but that does happen. Here's number nine. Guy went to work with bandages covering both of his ears. The boss said, what happened? And the guy says, well, I was ironing my shirt when the phone rang, and I accidentally put the iron to my ear. The boss said, well, what happened to the other ear? He said, yeah, I had to call the doctor. That joke goes back to a bygone era when people used telephones. Here's joke of the week number 10.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett is a therapist, and John Williams will star as his patient.
So, what do you think the reason is for you having problems socializing?
I don't know. You're the stupid doctor. Why don't you figure it out, you jackass? Wow, welcome back, Dave.
Yeah, thank you.
Now you know why you stayed so long in Ireland. Here's joke of the week number 11. The movie Titanic turns 25 later this year. In related news, Leonardo DiCaprio said he's no longer interested in seeing it. What's that all about? Tee-hee. How does that not win? Here's joke of the week number 12. A lovely woman passed away and awoke to beautiful gardens and splashing fountains and a gate where St. Peter said, you can enter heaven if you can spell one word, love. And she spelled it out and the gates of heaven opened. A couple years later, St. Peter asked her if she'd watch the gates for a while as he ran a few errands. And just then her husband arrived and she said to him, how you been? And he says, well, not too bad. And after you, I married my young secretary, won the lottery, sold our dumpy house, and bought a mansion. I was skiing in Vail when I hit a tree, so now here I am. How do I get in? And she says, well, you got to spell one word. And he says, fine, what is it? And she says, Czechoslovakia. We have a few rules for speed jokes. One of them is no joke can go longer than 46 seconds. 42 on that one.
Really?
42. And by the way, spell Czechoslovakia. You don't have a chance.
I'm sure I do.
C-Z-E-C-H-O-S-L-O-V-A-K-I-A. You think that's right?
Really,
I think there's an A in there. I think you missed an A in the middle.
check, go slow.
Slow. I think it's 2A. Yeah. You're not getting into heaven, evidently. Here's joke of the week number 13. I'm not very good at similes. I'm like a guy that's not very good at similes. Okay. I'm digging that. Here's our final joke of the week. Paul McCartney was disqualified from running in the London Marathon. You know why? He was banned on the run.